Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara on Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, lists the questions that a person is going to be asked when he gets up to Shemayim after 120 years. And one of the questions is, Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you yearn for the salvation? Did you wait for Mashiach? Did you hope every day that Mashiach will come? Achakale b'chol yom sheyavoy. The Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Machne Yisrael in Perek Chav Ches has a chapter titled Gulas Yisrael. And he brings El Gemara and he says, it's not enough for a person just to say, Bepeh, that he's Mitzapa LeYeshua. A person has to be Mitzapa LeYeshua with a Lev Shalem and an Amuna Shalema. And at the end of the Perek, he brings a mimer from the Arizal that every day when a person says, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayoyim, he should have in mind that he's being mitzape for the Yeshua of every single tzara that he finds himself in. And he says, doing this is a segula for yatzala from all your personal tzaras. So it's not only a tzipisa liyeshua for the Yeshua la'asa lavoi, but a person every day when he's davening, ki liyeshuascha kivinu kol hayoyim, has to have in mind every single tzara that he finds himself in. And he davens to Hashem, and he hopes that he'll always be freed from those tzaras. And the Chafetz Chaim has a long list throughout our history, how every situation we were in, there was no way, it looked so bleak. Going all the way back to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu gave birth to Yitzchak, the impossible, at 100 years old. Yosef HaTzadik was zeichet to Melucha. He was in a bar, in a pit, then he went down to Mitzrayim as a slave, and look what he became. Yaakov Avinu, when was he zeichet to the Yud Beis Shvatim, and to become wealthy the way he became wealthy, and to fight with the Malach Hashem, and to be Menatzeach, that was only after he met Eliphaz on the way, and Eliphaz wanted to kill him, and he had to give him everything he had. And he said, Ki v'makli avarti yasa yarden. He went across the Yarden with nothing, and he went to Lavan's house. And he goes through history showing how Klal Yisrael, when they were in the darkest of times, that's when they had the Yeshua. As we approach Pesach, Tav Shen Pei, and going through these challenging times, Hashem should help us, and we should keep in mind, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayoyim, and that's how we'll be zeicha to our Geula. Have a wonderful day.